Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
It was October 1st, the deadliest mass shooting in United States history. It happened in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. A man fatally shooting 58 people, wounded hundreds more at the outdoor concert. It's something we'll never forget. We still don't really have a motive for why that guy did what he did. But there
he killed himself.
He did.
Yeah.
Here's the latest news today. So Mandalay Bay is, I guess, owned by MGM Resorts. There's also an MGM, right, in Vegas. MGM Resorts wants to sue the victims.
Wait a minute. MGM, the owner of the Mandalay Bay, wants to sue the people who are suing them.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, joins us now. Monica, you're going to help us because this sounds like a huge insult to those who were killed or injured last year. Why would the MGM say, I'm going to sue the people who are dead and the people who got shot?
Okay, so I know that technically MGM is suing the victims, but MGM is asking the judge to make a decision. So the MGM is not asking the victims for any money. The MGM is not saying that the victims did anything wrong. What it's saying is, judge, we want you to make a decision that we fall underneath a federal law that protects us from being sued because we did everything right. So what it's saying is there is a law out there that says if you have anti-terrorism measures and you follow these things in your hotel and you have, these guards or these things or these cameras, you cannot be sued for anything that happens in the hotel, like a terrorist attack. And so they want to say, they're saying, judge, look at the facts, look at what's going on, and give us a decision so that everybody knows that you can't sue us for this. So they're suing the victims, but not for anything. They just want a decision from the judge.
So what would that null and void any lawsuit at all from the victims to suing Mandalay Bay or MGM Resorts?
Not necessarily. It depends on what they're suing the MGM for, so or Mandalay Bay. So let's say if they were suing them for the fact that MGM didn't do everything it was supposed to do or that it could do, MGM could look at this decision by the judge and say, look, the judge already said that we fall under this law and we did enough, so you can't sue us. So that would get rid of those. Now, if there was something else that somebody was suing for, like the MGM was grossly negligent or it did, you know, there was something else there that contributed to the problem, then maybe those lawsuits would stand. But you can look at this in two different ways. Number one, you can look at it as MGM is disgusting. I can't believe they're doing this and they're doing it to intimidate regular people from trying to sue because the MGM has more money than they do. Or you can look at it as, okay, here's the MGM trying to save everybody time and money, including the victims, by getting a decision from a judge as to whether a law would protect them or not. Because if the judge says that, yeah, the law protects them, then that would stop any lawsuits from coming that would be surefire losers.
Monica Lynch, Mac and Gatos legal expert. The hotel in the Vegas shooting, 58 people killed. The hotel is suing victims of the mass shooting. So, Monica, it's kind of like this is a brilliant legal idea, but a disaster in the court of public opinion.
You know what? I couldn't say it better myself. I mean, that is exactly right. Great legal strategy to head off a lot of lawsuits and to save a lot of man hours and money. But when you, like you just said, when you opened up this segment that the MGM is suing the victims, it sounds horrible. And I could actually see people maybe trying to boycott the MGM properties.
There are plenty of places to stay in Vegas. And you could always just boycott anything that has MGM or on it. I mean, that would be somewhat easy to do.
Yeah, right? It would. Although it might be like the airlines where people just go for the cheapest price anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Monica, in your legal opinion, what do you think the success rate or what do you think the odds are that that a judge will actually say, yeah, legally, this is good. I'm glad you did this. It'll save people a lot of money and a lot of heartbreak. What do you think the odds are that it will be found in favor of MGM Resorts?
I think it's about a 50-50 because I haven't read through everything and seen all the facts that are involved. But the judge isn't going to make a decision and say, look, I'm making this decision because it's going to save everybody a lot of time and money. The judge is supposed to simply look at the law that about the anti-terrorism measures and look and see if MGM did everything it was supposed to do to get the protection from that law. And then the judge will simply say, or the judge should simply say, I believe, that that law covers MGM or it doesn't. There shouldn't be any more determinations about what happened after that.
All right. Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert. Thank you, Monica.
Bye, guys.
I mean, here's the tough part. How do you sue a hotel where a guy shoots a whole bunch of bullets from a room?
How do you easily?
Well,
negligence,
I mean, well, how is
security.
It the but how is it the hotel's fault? Is what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's
well,
not like the hotel knew that this guy had a bunch of guns. And,
but what they'll say is that there were people in the room, the you know housekeeping people. He was,
but nobody
how
noticed
do you use
anything.
The freight? Why was he using the freight elevator? He kept bringing bags in. You've got security cameras, and we know that Vegas is watched like no other city in the world.
Right?
How did you not figure out? Oh, they were all golf clubs.
You know, so you could make a case
that it was negligence.
Go to Vegas and bring a ton of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. But it was repeatedly over a series of days. Housekeeping was in his room.
But could they have stopped this before it happened? The answer is no.
Right.
But
let that play out in court. Mm. Don't
did they fulfill,
stop people from suing first.
Did they fulfill what the law says about stopping terrorism, and did the hotel follow the rules?
That's what the judge will have to figure out.
Yeah.